You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, moving on to the Titans and Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes did it all yesterday. The reigning MVP led the team in rushing with 53 yards and a score on the ground. And if that wasn't enough, he also threw for nearly 300 yards and another three touchdowns. Chiefs win 35-24 to advance to their first Super Bowl in 50 years. Here's Mahomes after another stellar performance.
Being able to do it at home, being able to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy here and do it for the fans and everybody like that was awesome. We fell short last year and we learned from it and we built every single day and now we have the chance to go to Miami and get the ultimate goal, which is Super Bowl.
Nick, I know you can be completely objective about this.
Actually, I've been objective
about
Mahomes.
I know, you actually
Mahomes.
Have. you think Mahomes cemented himself as the next all-time great with his performance yesterday?
Oh, I think he's cemented himself as an already all-time great. I think that there's no more next. He's one game away from already, in 2 years as a starter, having a Hall of Fame resume. A league MVP, and if they get a Super Bowl championship, 12-4 in the regular season, 12-4 in the regular season, hosting, never having to play a road playoff game. If they end up pulling this off, the only player in NFL history to win league MVP and be a starting quarterback for Super Bowl champion and not be in the Hall of Fame is Joe Theismann, at least in the last 50 years. And Theismann wasn't, and I like Joe a lot, but he wasn't 30% of the player Patrick is. He can do everything on the football field. And Danny... And I hope you take this the exact right way. I would imagine for a guy who played the position, it's almost frustrating watching him play because he got all of it. He got, you know what I mean? There is no weakness in his game. It's not like, oh, okay. So, like, even when you watch Brady, it's like, all right, well, he didn't get touched on the head when it came to athleticism. Like, you know what I mean? He got everything else, didn't get the... Patrick got every trait you would want from a quarterback. He's clearly the best player in football, and Lamar deserves MVP. No one in the world would rather have Lamar as their quarterback than Patrick. No one in the world would rather have Aaron or Tom or Drew or any of them, and he's 24 years old. So to me, Danny, he's already one of the greatest players we've ever seen.
And he's super likable. It really is. That's why he's got this magnetic personality. I've talking about takes that you've had, I feel last year I had a pretty good comp for him after about the 30th touchdown. So we'll say it was a little bit earlier than some, which is about, you know, not that much more past midseason. I really feel the impact he's had on the game because it's clearly styles of play. He's Dan Marino. Dan Marino, you could see he was going to be a star in his rookie season. And it just kind of went from there. And of course, Patrick Mahomes could already surpass him if he gets the Super Bowl in just his third season in the NFL. Like, he's already on this trajectory. The stats that he's putting up are obscene. They're off the charts. First to start his postseason career with 10 touchdowns before his first interception. First guy in NFL history to have 250 passing yards and 50 rushing yards in back-to-back games. I mean, you can go on and on with the accolades that you could give him, but what you brought up is you have not only me, who was a scrub in the NFL, as I'm sitting here jealous, like, that guy's got the total package, but I guarantee you there are Pro Bowl quarterbacks in the NFL who look at Patrick Mahomes and says, I can't do that.
Right.
You know, and that, like, that is unbelievable. His athletic skill set is what you would want in today's NFL. He has every single asset that you would want in your
franchise. But he also passes the Jenna test, where he has all the intangibles. He's a great leader.
Right?
He's likable. he's a great guy. He's smart. He's focused. He really wants to get better at his craft. And he doesn't just rest on the laurels of, well, look what I did in my first season, so obviously I'm going to do it again.
And quarterbacks are judged by what they do in the postseason. And every single playoff game, he's been better than the previous one. The first game he ever played in the playoffs against the Colts, he didn't throw a touchdown pass. Now, they dominated that game. He played well, but his passer rating was in the 90s. His second career playoff game against the Patriots, he was not good in that first half. They scored 0 points. He was then sensational in the second half. His third career playoff game, they annihilate the Texans after falling down 24-0, and he was even better yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the full list of quarterbacks who have thrown at least 120 playoff passes with a passer rating north of 100. Rodgers no longer on the list, by the way. He was. It dipped right beneath it. Bart Starr's at 105. Kurt Warner's at 103. Matt Ryan's at 101. Rodgers at 99. Breeze at 99. Patrick Mahomes is at 115. He has been at his best in the biggest spots, in theory against the toughest competition, where the teams have the most time and are most focused on stopping him. And right now, the Chiefs offense, because of him, is an unsolvable equation. Him along with Andy. Like, it is the perfect, there is a great question, what if someone else drafts him? What if he, who knows? But I know he went to the perfect system with the perfect coach and the perfect talent. So we all get to watch a guy who is the most talented quarterback ever. That I am comfortable saying.
Yeah,
he is
physically gifted.
The most physically gifted quarterback ever. And he plays the position in a way where, Danny, I'm shocked when he throws an inaccurate pass. When there is a pass that it does not go where he wanted it to go, that pass to Kelsey in the corner of the end zone that they called incomplete,
yep,
that I think might have actually been a touchdown if they reviewed it, that was a 99 out of 100 difficulty and a 100 out of 100 throw, and we see him do it repeatedly, we almost get numb to it.
I think if you asked anybody who had the best arm in the history of football, it's probably Jeff George. I think that should be, every quarterback, who was that? I think his arm is every bit as talented, and then you combine that because he's a better teammate, a better athlete, and he can run the way he can, it is unfair. And what he's got.
And there's so many quarterbacks who only work in one system. And you look at Patrick Mahomes, and he can work in any system in the NFL. It's not just what he's got right there.
I think
there
he'd be a top 20 quarterback if they made him play left-handed.
He's complete. He's complete.
I know, right?
Lefties probably around
100%.
Yeah.
All right, let's play a little in or out. Aaron Rodgers finished with 3 sacks, 2 interceptions, and 1 fumble in the loss yesterday. But after the game, Rodgers said, the window was open for us. Danny Cannell, you in or out on Aaron Rodgers' Super Bowl window still being open?
I'm in. The play has still been there. He's still playing at an elite level. There's a lot of teams that, trust me, would sign up and say, yeah, he'll be our quarterback. He's only 36 years old. If he wants it, he can get it. They have to help him get there, giving him more help on defense, but that window's still open.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in. Anytime you've got Aaron Rodgers, you have a chance, and he overcame a rookie head coach and a lot of transition this year to get him where they are.
Unfortunately, I'm out. I think the window, we didn't realize it at the time. You're shaking your head, coach. Rodgers is one of my favorite players ever.
Yeah.
And he's only, since 2014, he's had one great season. Since 2014, the team has had one great season, and both years ended the same. One annihilation in the conference championship game by the Falcons, and one annihilation in the conference championship game by the Niners. I don't think he's any longer so great that he can overcome a lack of talent around him, and they haven't done a great job on offense surrounding him with all the right pieces. I don't know why we would expect at age 37 him to be better than he was this year, and this year they
weren't. But that's the thing. If he plays as well as he did this year and they get a little bit better around, they were 13-3.
I know.
They were so close to having that home field advantage.
He's so excited to kill any good quarterback.
No, that's right.
So that Mahomes can just ascend.
I love Rodgers.
Yeah.
No, he's
this
a big Rodgers.
This my heart to say. I just have to be objective.
Game of Thrones quarterback.
Speaking of, Mahomes had another brilliant performance yesterday. The reigning MVP finished with 4 total touchdowns to carry the Chiefs to their first Super Bowl in 50 years. Chargers. Danny, you went around on Mahomes proving he's the best player in the NFL.
100% in. I thought this after last season. Didn't change one bit this season. He is special. He's got every physical attribute you would want. I think he has all the intangibles we want in a franchise quarterback. He's likable. His players like him. He's a winner. You can't say enough about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm in.
Wow! Congratulations. Yeah!
Wait a second, you weren't in on this a month ago?
He wasn't in on it a week ago. He wasn't in on it all during the season.
That's a lot.
Every week I'd come out and be like, Lamar Jackson. Of course, Lamar Jackson.
That is a lie.
Lamar has, one bad game and Patrick does what he does.
But you're in on it.
Why don't you arm wrestle over
it? I'm in on it because as I've watched this team give up gigantic deficits early in the game, and the fact that he's been able to have the poise, have the presence to rally him and rally him the way that he does, to me, that's not only a unique skill set, but it's a unique set of characteristics that you look for in your leader.
A really wise man, I'm in, told me.
Shocking.
We're going to evaluate quarterbacks by how they do in the postseason, by how they do in year two, by how they do when guys see them another time. And Patrick Mahomes has answered all those questions, passed every test with flying colors. Every single playoff game, he's been better than the previous one. He has the highest passer rating in the playoffs in NFL history by a wide margin. Of course he's the best player in football. And during the season, I never wavered from that. I said Lamar deserved the MVP because he did, but everyone knows Patrick.
I was going to make sure that this is not a knock against Lamar Jackson. No. He's clearly the MVP, but this is a different conversation. Mm-hmm. He's in a different league.
Who was the wise man, Nick?
Coach Mangini. That's Coach Mangini.
Our audience didn't know that. I wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. Tom Brady said he is, quote, open-minded about playing for a different team next season. Reports are Brady is, quote, embarrassed by his salary and plans to move off of the Patriots. Danny, you in or out on Tom Brady playing next season in New England?
I am in on Tom. I think once all the dust settles and the rumor mill has fun with it and social media starts trending because of some picture that was taken with an owner, whatever happens, whenever the dust settles, I think Bill Belichick and Tom Brady will come to their senses and say our best chance to win another Super Bowl is with each other. I think Tom Brady's back with the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm in as well. I think sometimes in negotiations you got to show that you're willing to walk away, and if salary is the issue, Tom has to show that he's willing to move away from the table. And I think at that point it becomes not just a Belichick decision, it becomes a Kraft decision. And when that was the case in the past, it seemed like Kraft ended up.
It did seem like Kraft stepped in until this offseason when he could have stepped in and given Brady the extension, tell Belichick to do it, and he didn't. I'm out. Sometimes even if you're just looking for, interviewing with another employer to get leverage, sometimes you leave that interview and you're like, oh, I might actually want to go there. I think that's how this happens. I've been saying the Chargers. Maybe I've had the wrong AFC West team. The Vegas stuff's really intriguing, especially if Gruden's not in on Derek Carr. I'm out on Brady being with the Pats next year. Think you'll be somewhere else with a bunch more weapons, and then we'll say those guys stink as well because we're not allowed to criticize them.
Hey, watch it. I do think it'd be fun to see him somewhere else.
Oh, it'd be super fun.
For the first time since 2010, the Patriots did not play in the conference championship game this weekend. More time for Tom Brady, who's set to become a free agent. And while he helped the Patriots win six Super Bowls, his future with the team is up in the air. Listen to what Brady had to say when asked if it's a realistic possibility that he'd play for another team.
I'm open-minded about the process. And, at the same time, I love playing football, and I want to continue to play and do a great job. So I'm looking forward to what's ahead. Whatever the future may bring, I'll embrace it with open arms.
All right, Nick, what do you think? Starting to look more and more like Brady will not be with the Patriots next year?
Well, it's certainly not looking less likely. If you are holding on to hope, and I don't want to act like there's no hope, but holding on to the hope that Tom Brady goes back to New England, there hasn't been a single thing that has happened since the end of the season that has been reassuring. It's only been bad news. Now, how bad of the news? Moving out of the house in Massachusetts? A little bit. Fully cleaning out his suite at Gillette? Not great. Showing up at the UFC fight and, hanging out with an owner of another football team, or at least saying hello. Not ideal. That comment right there, open-minded about it, not great. The report that he's embarrassed by his salary, which, by the way, I'd love to, if that's accurate, who's causing his embarrassment? Is Giselle like, hey, broke boy, do you know how long it's been since I made $23 million in a year? 2008, give me a, like, I mean, so whatever it is, there are more and more signs that Brady is actually entertaining his options. But we knew, Danny, he wanted to do that when before the year, when they wouldn't give him the contract extension, they would only give him the raise. He also asked for and was granted that they put in the contract, you can't franchise tag me. You don't. Listen, you don't ask for a prenuptial agreement unless there's somewhere in your head. You're right. Like, well, maybe I might need it. You don't say to your team, I don't want you to have the right to franchise tag me unless you think I might go somewhere else. So to me, yeah, signs continue to point to the fact that Brady is going to play next year, but in a different uniform.
We've argued, you and I have argued before, about how guys handle themselves with the press, right? I think Brady gave you the perfect response there, because negotiation-wise, it's really smart because he puts the Patriots in a spot where they're saying, oh, there's an ounce of doubt, like you're talking about. But also, you don't want to lose the fans of New England because they adore you. You know, it's at least the ones that aren't burning his jersey when he has a bad year. But for the most part, they adore him. So he doesn't want to bail on them. So he handled it perfectly. I wish you could hear an unfiltered Brady. Like, man, bleep this. Or hey, I do want to see what's out there. Like, what is he talking about, Mark Davis? Because I guarantee you it's not hair options, like hairstyle options, what they're going to go with. But I would be curious to know what he's thinking behind the scenes. But ultimately, when it all settles, I do think he's going back to the Patriots.
But do you think Tom Brady could still command an elite paycheck, an elite style type of paycheck with another team?
Yes, in a league where Nick Foles gets more than $20 million, Brady can at least get 25. And I do think for Tom, people need to recognize this part of it. It is important to him that he make it to age 45, that is playing, that he continues to play in big games, because his post-career setup is all about, it's not about going into coaching. It's not about going into television. It's about the whole TB12 lifestyle. And he wants that he will be the case study of, if you follow my method, you can play longer than anyone ever. Not just for athletes, but also for just regular people that want to continue to play in their weekend basketball leagues or whatever it is. And so the math for Brady is also going to be, what franchise is going to give me the best opportunity to show that I am still good? Not just win games. Because not just play the way the Patriots did this year, where he was a supporting actor, where he can be more front and center. I believe that matters to what he's trying to accomplish when he's accomplished everything else, Danny, because he knows what he wants to do post-career, and he has told the whole world, at least until I'm 45, which means 3 more years.
But how many people do you think believed him when he said that, outside of him? Because I think everybody was like, and Drew Brees has said it as well, and I think everybody looks at it as like, it did. It seemed laughable. And now that you're approaching where it looks more likely than not, you're like, oh, maybe this guy is onto something. But I would say his company's going to be fine regardless, because he's already sustained a level of success post-40 that we've never seen in the game before. So, but I think it's fascinating, though, as far as what would you like? We had Mangini on here, and we're asking him, and he said, I think it'd be awful. I think it would be fun to watch him play somewhere else, to see that challenge, because Brady and Belichick are always linked together, and there is ego involved here. I think both of them are a little bit curious about, hey, could I do it without him? And maybe that comes into play, but again, it feels sort of like the Alex Guerrero controversy, where it's like, hey, this dynasty's ending now, and it's going to be separated. Ultimately, they check their egos at the door, because they realized our best chance to win another Super Bowl is together.
And he doesn't want to be what Peyton was in that last year when he won the Super Bowl. Just sort of, like you said, a piece that just sticks in while everything else
He'd
around
take one. I don't think he
I don't know
he
what's
knew
more
he could
important,
get it.
Him being a factor or him picking up another ring?
I think he wants to see what it would be like to play with elite weapons again.
Yeah.
And the Patriots are not going to be able to retool enough to where they have anything close to, for example, what the Chargers have in Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, and Austin Eckler. And so I think that is fascinating and intriguing for him.
All right, Coach. You've been with us from day one of this incredible season. 20 weeks, 256 regular season games, 10 playoff games, and here we are with Super Bowl 54 officially set. Chiefs and Niners. I have to ask, did you think you'd get to a point where you'd look Nick right into his beautiful eyes and say, you were right, my friend, you were right all along?
Okay, well, here's the one thing.
Ask him the real question. Ask him the real, don't make him answer that.
I will answer it. I think if you pick something over and over
I'm not letting you tear me down.
At some point, I'm wearing my Kansas City Monarchs socks. I feel great today. I'm not going to let you steal any of my.
He's also predicted that Tom Brady would retire for
not retire.
This is like your 17th year.
No, just that he wasn't good anymore.
Anyway.
I broke that story 2 years ago. I was just first a little early.
We are down to the last two teams standing, the 49ers and the Chiefs. Who is the better team heading to the Super Bowl?
Okay, so collectively, I like the 49ers better. And I think that they tend to make less mistakes. It seems to me that there's less self-inflicted wounds. I love the chemistry that they've built. I think they have a underdog mentality. You've heard it throughout the course of the season. And maybe it's not underdog, but they don't like the fact that nobody's really appreciated what they've done, even late in the season when they had the success. They had already had the success that they had. Now, all that being said, I'm going to go with the better quarterback. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes, and I think at the end of the day, he is going to be able to carry it.
But if you were doing a tail of the tape, just to follow up, the vast majority in your mind of check marks would be on the Niners side of things.
It would be, but the biggest check mark for me
even offensively?
Well, the biggest check mark for me is the mistakes. Like, I really struggle with these two playoff games where you're spotting teams that many points, where that many errors, and I think at some point your luck runs out. Now, offensively, I really like what Kansas City can do, obviously, and I really like the quarterback. It's the mistakes that concern me more than anything.
All right, I got a take for you. I'm curious to see what you think of this. I think the Chiefs are about to go on a Golden State Warrior-like run. I think they're very similar to the Golden State Warriors. They've got a young superstar, the way Steph Curry was burst on the scene, the way Patrick Mahomes is. They're an incredibly amazing offensive team, but they're better defensively than you think.
Yep.
Like, I don't think people give the Chiefs enough credit. They didn't through a majority of the Warriors' run.
Sure.
You've got miscues. Like, they're a team that the Warriors, well, they're having so much fun, and they're embarrassing people. They're like, you know, we'll figure it out. It'll be fine. I think they're about to go on the similar type of run. I think they could see multiple championships with this group as long as it stays intact, with Tyreek Hill, with Travis Kelce, with Patrick Mahomes, with Andy Reid as that experience that comes in there, and the offensive mind combined with these weapons, it's got dynasty written on it.
Listen, I would agree with you entirely if the NFL playoffs were like the NBA playoffs, where it's set up to where the better team almost always wins, because it's not a one-game sample. Because it's one-game sample, doing what the Patriots did over 20 years, it's why it seems so impossible. It's why it's more impressive than what the Spurs did over the same time frame, even though it's 6 championships to 5. There's the Spurs had a similar winning percentage. Like, well, yeah, because luck comes into play less in football,
yep,
or less in basketball than in football. Now, to this specific game, I don't know who the right pick is. I know who my heart tells me to pick, obviously. I know who I'll be rooting for. But if I do tail of the tape...
Are you going to tell us?
If I do tail of the tape...
I'm so curious.
The Niners have...
That's a tease.
I got jokes. The Niners are, to me, better in every area except for quarterback and wide receivers. Tight end's a push. You know what I mean? You have the two best tight ends in football. The Chiefs have a good offensive line. Niners have a great offensive line. The Niners have the best defensive front in the league. They have an all-pro at corner, even if they're secondary. I think for the Chiefs' strength of their defense might be their secondary. I still think the Niners might be better. And coaching, it's real close. I think Andy's excellent. I think Kyle Shanahan is as good of an offensive mind as Andy Reid is, and you take into account, okay, so Andy's so great coming off a bye, but he's also not great whether bye or not at the, you know, in the final moments of halves and games, and does that even ratchet up when it's the tied for the biggest game he's ever coached, and maybe even bigger than his previous Super Bowl, because that was 18 years ago, 15 years ago, and Shanahan is so great all throughout. I know he had the 28-3 moment in the Super Bowl as the coordinator. I feel like he's learned from that. The Niners are clearly the most dangerous team on that side of the bracket. I was rooting for the Packers yesterday, not only because I wanted to see Rodgers and Mahomes, but also because I thought the Chiefs had a decided edge over the Packers. I don't think they have a decided edge over the Niners. And what you and I were talking about off the air, Coach, and you alluded to, was you asked me, like, is it frustrating watching the self-inflicted wounds? And I said, listen, I've been watching this Chiefs team, you know, forever, but the last few years, you just got to bake that into it. They're going to have a bad offsides. They're going to have a defensive holding on a 3rd and 17.
You say that, but last year it's what cost them the Super Bowl.
No.
It cost them the chance to go to the Super Bowl. And this year, are we going to be talking next year where you say, oh, remember, you got to bake that in when they lost the Super Bowl because of that mistake? How long are we going to keep baking these in?
I'm not saying it's justification. I'm just saying the way that I equip myself to watch the games, like, I know I'm surprised when it doesn't happen. The concern is, if you get down double digits to this team, it's so different. Like, 10 points down to the Titans felt scarier than 24 down to Houston. And 7 down to San Francisco will feel scarier than 10 down to the Titans because of they have just shown you the best way for them to lose is Jimmy Garoppolo making mistakes, and they can win a conference championship game with anyone playing quarterback. Because with respect to Jimmy, anyone could have done what he was asked to do yesterday. Anyone that's in the league, all 95 quarterbacks, and they'd have been in the exact same position.
We're going to have 2 weeks to talk about this matchup, right? But I do think it's going to be that the age-old conversation and the debate is, well, what wins championships? Would you want to have great offense, which the Chiefs have, or do you want great defense, which the 49ers have? Best in the NFL, I would say, on both sides of the ball. Which one would you rather have? I do think the game has changed to where it used to be defense every time. You'd want to take the defense. I think the rules benefit offense. I think the quarterback play is magnified in today's game, and that clearly favors the Chiefs.
I respect what Kyle Shanahan did so much yesterday.
Yeah.
In the sense that he did not avoid, or he did not come off the running game and only threw the ball 8 times. That to me takes amazing discipline. And I know those runs were hitting, but you still have that inherent natural need to want to throw the ball, especially if you're an offensive minded guy. I was impressed that he did that.
Just real quick, I committed to you with you having no risk whatsoever that if the Titans beat the Chiefs, I'd get a Derrick Henry tattoo. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and Patrick Mahomes is the Super Bowl MVP, both things happen. You'll get a Patrick Mahomes tattoo, at least a 15 somewhere?
No, I wouldn't get a Patrick Mahomes tattoo if they won the next 15 Super Bowl.
If he was his son.
That's no fun. Come on.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to the First Things First podcast. Remember, leave us a review and tell us what you think. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and catch us on FS1 Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern.